verse 10, tithe malkotach. So here we have tithe, which means it will come. So the verb atha means to come, and we have that in the well-known phrase maran atha or maranatha. Maran is our Lord, atha is will come or is coming. So tithe, therefore, with the same verb, means it will come. And what will come? Malkutach, so thy kingdom. So malkuta is kingdom or the kingdom, and malkutach with a ch at the end is thy kingdom. Just as Shema is the name and Shemach is thy name, Malkuta and Malkutach is the kingdom and thy kingdom. Then we have Nehve Tsevyanach. So Nehve means it will be or it will happen. Tsevyanach is thy will. So again, we have the ch at the end, meaning thy will. In English, we'd probably say, let thy will be done, or let it happen. Let thy will be happen. Aikana de bashmaya af b'ar'a. So let's look at that phrase. Aikana means just as or like de bashmaya, and we've seen that word and phrase before, which is in heaven. Just as, that is in heaven. Af b'ar'a. So af means also, and b'ar'a means on earth or in earth. So again, we have that b at the start of a word. We had bashmaya, meaning in heaven, and b'ar'a means in earth or on earth. So we have aikana de bashmaya, just as in heaven, af b'ar'a, also upon earth.